You're listening to Central Time. I'm Jean Purcell.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Terry Bell recently spent time with a group of women in Wisconsin who say they honor the ancient tradition of singing at the bedsides of people who are struggling, some with living, some with dying.
Now is the only moment.
Some people call them deathbed choirs. But those who perform the service prefer to call themselves threshold singers. And we're going to meet some of them now. They belong to the National Threshold Singers chapter in Madison, and we'll let them tell you their story in their own words.
We sing for people who are seriously ill, for people who are dying, and for people who are grieving. But we don't consider ourselves entertainers. That's not what we do. We sing to heal. We're like music therapists.
We are sending you light to heal you, to hold you.
We don't sing the whole choir around a bedside. We only sing with maximum four of us, and we sing very, very softly because we don't want to intrude or overwhelm. We want to reach people at their heart level. And we really want to be just kind of floating over them.
We are sending you light to hold you in love.
Most of the music is rather soothing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, does it? It could be something rather boisterous if that's what the situation called for, right?
We've been singing for a gentleman here with a lot of memory loss, and he couldn't verbalize anything, and we have been singing to him for months. And he usually is quite agitated and often wants the songs to end. And then we got a list of some different songs. We started singing the old-time songs, and we sang A Bicycle Built for Two. And this man, his eyes flew wide open, and he started singing with us on one of the verses, and we couldn't believe it. It was just like the room was electrified. We had finally reached him.
But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Bicycle built for two. Yeah. Who knew? Yeah.
I had sang at my grandmother's deathbed and sat at my father's deathbed and sang to him. So I was very interested in continuing that because I really saw that it helped the spirit lift. And I felt great joy when I did it.
Celebrate.
People have different beliefs and theories behind it, but one is the idea that women throughout history have been the midwives that usher in life. And that they should be the ones at the gate out the other end to help people cross the threshold to the next life.
Celebrate your dreams and your visions
coming true.
Oh, I love this. I love doing this.
From spiritual to spirited, we've just met a few of the members of the Threshold Singers of Madison.
We'll never break if your life is what you make it.
That was Wisconsin Public Radio's Terry Bell talking with the Threshold Singers of Madison.
We're joined now by Casper Sun. She's the founder of the Threshold Singers, and she's here with a few members of the group to tell us more about their work. Casper, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, tell me why you decided to lead this group. What inspired you to do so?
I had the privilege of singing for my mother during her hospice time. She was a singer, and she just, when people asked what could they do for her, she said, "Would you please sing to me?" And she had 2 months from the time she was diagnosed, and in time people came to visit, that's what we would do. And it was just so meaningful to her and to the people who were grieving and saying goodbye to her. And right up to the end, she would sing with us, and it was very comforting and healing to her. And she actually had lung cancer. At the end, she actually started singing in sign language, so she was doing finger motions while we sang. But the experience is what planted the seed for me of combining my background as both social work and music, putting that together and doing this service for other people. And then I came across the website for the National Threshold Choir and found out there are groups all over the United States that do this. So even though I had come up with the idea on my own, other people all over were also doing this. And so the Madison organization is a part of the national organization. There's actually four choirs in the state of Wisconsin. There's one in Sturgeon Bay, one in Eau Claire, and one in Oconomowoc, and besides our own choir here in Madison. But if people are hearing this and are interested to have a threshold singing group in your community, it's a beautiful thing to do. It's a wonderful volunteer activity.
Can you talk a little bit about the emotions that you feel when you're singing at someone's deathbed?
Well, we sing both for people who aren't necessarily have a hospice diagnosis. Like actually just last week, we were singing for a woman during her chemotherapy. So sometimes we're singing mm-hmm. for people, giving them hope and encouragement. And other times we have songs of comfort and peace. When it's someone who's at the end of life, frequently the family members are present and sit near to them, and we're singing for the whole family and helping them to say goodbye. We always bring Kleenex with mm-hmm. us. Music opens hearts and causes tears, and we prepared for that. So we actually went a whole year before we offered our services of just getting ready to mm-hmm. do this.
And, yeah. Well, you've brought along some singers, and we'd love to hear you sing us a song. Tell us a little bit about what song we're going to hear.
Okay. We thought that during this holiday time, there are just so many people who are experiencing grieving. Holidays bring that up, of people that you're missing, and other people that might be out there that could use a healing song, struggling with health issues. So this song is May Peace Be With You. It was written by Annie Gerritsen, and we'll send this out.
Sounds great. You're listening to Central Time. Our guests are the Threshold Singers of Madison, and Casper Sun is the founder of the group, singing us a song here on the Ideas Network.
May peace be with you. Peace be with you now. May peace be with you always. Peace be with you now and always. May love be with you. Love be with you now. May love be with you always. Love be with you now and always. May grace be with you.
That was beautiful. That was the Threshold Singers of Madison. The Threshold Singers of Madison, and they sing to patients who are going through some difficult times, and I can see how that is quite comforting to the patients. And for those who aren't in the studio, the smile on your faces alone are enough to brighten one's day, and the beautiful rainbow scarves too. Casper, thank you so much for joining us today on Central Time.
Thank you for having us.
That was Casper Sun. She's the founder of the Threshold Singers of Madison.